I think one of the main jobs we have is to keep the whole problem of suicide and suicide prevention in the public consciousness, and particularly in the consciousness of our public representatives and our legislators. The title for World Suicide Prevention Day is Think Globally, Plan Nationally, and Act Locally. And those are very important things because, of course, the first one there, Think Globally, it can be interpreted in different ways. Globally in the sense that suicide is a universal problem found in every society, in every age, and every ethnic and cultural group. But we also have to think globally in the terms of the origins and the risk factors for suicide, because suicide involves psychological, emotional, biological, economic, social, and cultural factors. We have to see the total picture and not just see it in a narrow medical perspective, for instance, but see it as society's problems, in which, of course, medical people sometimes have a part to play.
And you're looking for funding as well. I mean, you've made the very valid point that there's as many, if not more, people dying from suicide as are dying from road accidents.
Oh, well, that's an absolute fact. There certainly are more deaths through suicide than through road traffic accidents. And remember, a certain number of road traffic accident deaths where there's just one single occupant in the car and one vehicle involved are in fact disguised suicides, about 6% of those, but that's a very small number for Ireland. But it's important to remember it, and in such accidents where there isn't a fatality, to think that that might have been a risk, a suicide attempt.
And so what type of programs would you like to put in place?
We have the National Strategy on Suicide Prevention, which is a very comprehensive document covering all aspects of suicide and suicide prevention. It's quite a good program, and as I say, comprehensive and multifaceted. But unfortunately, the promised funding to implement that strategy has not been delivered. I think 5.5 million were promised specifically for the first 3 years, but only 3.5 of that has been to hand. And that has cut back the effort and the drive for suicide prevention. And we do know that looking at international studies, that the ones that the national strategies that do succeed in reducing suicide rates are those where the funding is adequate and ring-fenced and available for the duration of the project.
But what can be done from a prevention point of view? I mean, you're saying that there are successful campaigns out there, but what do they involve and how do they manifest themselves?
Well, again, it's often quite difficult to establish what actually works in a suicide prevention strategy, but that some issues are very, very clear. We do know that the promotion of positive mental health does have a very big effect on suicide rates, and the more money invested in that, the more suicide rates will reduce. We do know that suicide prevention in schools programs are very important, both in terms of recognizing young people who are at risk, but also in preparing people for life in society and helping them to be rounded citizens and deal with the problems that arise later in life that might drive people over the edge. And the other thing that's important in suicide prevention programs would be the reduction of the per capita consumption of alcohol in any country, because we know that for every increase in the per capita consumption of alcohol in a given country, suicide rates go up 1.9%. And the next thing that's important is the portrayal of suicide in the media. And we do have guidelines for the portrayal of suicide in the media, which unfortunately many elements of the media, particularly the red tops, do not adhere to. And copycat suicide is quite a problem. Probably overall it accounts for maybe between 3% and 5% of all suicides. But in the elderly and in the adolescent population, copycat suicide is much more common, maybe up to 15%.
And what about things in school? I mean, you mentioned earlier alcohol, but what about things like bullying and, you know, coping, even exam results, you know, that type of thing? Do they spark suicide?
Well, certainly bullying is responsible for a number of suicides. That can lead people into all kinds of emotional and psychological difficulties. And every school should, of course, have a coherent suicide prevention program that would take bullying into account and should have a policy on bullying, because often it's just swept under the carpet and not even acknowledged that it's happening. As regards exam results, well, we know that Michael Kelleher in Cork some many years ago did some research on that and didn't find any increase in suicides related to exam results. But it is a vulnerable time, I think, for adolescents nonetheless.
Yeah. And if you had some advice for promoting positive mental health, what would that be?
I think that every parent should make themselves aware of all the issues involved in that. And, you know, there's a wealth of information on websites and in public libraries and other institutions that will clue people up on the risk factors for suicide, the warning signs of suicide, the signs and symptoms of depression, and so on. And information can be got, as I say, through all of those agencies on their websites. And in addition, I'd like to remind people that the Irish Association of Suicidology is holding its 12th annual conference on the 20th of September next in the Sheraton Hotel in Athlone. The title is Youth Suicide and the Changing Society, which is very important, and that we look at all aspects of suicide, and particularly how to deal with people in the family who are maybe feeling suicidal. So that would be a great help and a source of very important information. And further information can be obtained about that conference on the IAS website, which is www.ias.ie, or by ringing Ms. Josephine Scott, our executive officer, directly at our office in Castlebar, which is 094-92-50858.
And can anybody go along to that?
Yes, that conference is open to everybody.